Random House Audio presents Wicked Business, a Lizzie and Diesel novel by Janet Ivanovich, read for you by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. My name is Lizzie Tucker, and I used to think I was normal. My hair is blonde, with some chemical assistance. My eyes are brown for my grandpa Harry. I'm 5'5" tall, and my breasts measure more than my waist, so I'm a happy camper. I had a mildly embarrassing childhood, free from any truly significant disasters. I wasn't a cheerleader or the prom queen. I didn't graduate with honors. I chose culinary school after high school, where I limped my way through butchering beasts and excelled at baking cakes. I was engaged and disengaged. Good riddance to him. In January, 3 days after my 28th birthday, I inherited a house from my great-aunt Ophelia, and I took a job as pastry chef at Dazzle's Bakery in Salem. For 5 terrific months, I felt like my life was finally coming together. And then 2 men and a monkey dropped into my world and changed it forever. One of the men is called Wolf, short for Gerwolf Grimoire. He's eerily handsome, with midnight black shoulder-length hair that waves over his ears. His skin is pale, his eyes are dark, and his intentions are even darker. The other guy is big and scruffy and beach-bum blonde. He has a hard-muscled body, a questionable attitude, and a monkey named Carl. The big scruffy guy is unexplainably charming, and he has only one name, Diesel. The men are my age. And according to Diesel, we're part of a loosely organized band of humans with abilities beyond the ordinary. I don't entirely believe all this.